Highland's coverage of the 2019 Donegal Senior Football Championship is in association with O'Reilly Sportswear Ballybuffet, designing and delivering top quality teamwear at O'ReillysOfficial.com.
The first run of group games have thrown up some interesting results in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. The big game of the weekend was in Group A, where there was a battle of the two sides which have won the Dr. Maguire the most. Holders and defending Donegal and Ulster champions Gweedore played out a draw with St Eunan's at Mahragallan. It was defensive football to the fore in a very low scoring game. Niall O'Donnell scored 4 of the 6 points for St Eunan's, while it took a goal in the final quarter from Oran McNeillis to force a draw, as Gweedore ended up with a goal and 3 on the scoreboard. And with St Michael's taking victory on Saturday night in Group A against Ardra, it's the men from the Bridge who lead the way in Group A, the so-called Group of Death of the Donegal Senior Football Championship. In Mahragallan, Gweedore manager Mervyn O'Donnell was quite happy to come away with something out of the game, having trailed against St Eunan's yesterday.
Immediate reaction is that I suppose we're delighted with the result anyway at this stage, because you know I suppose with 19 minutes on the clock and you're 4 points down, and you know we only scored twice in each half, it's probably disappointing on our behalf. But I think the two defences were unreal today, to be honest with you. The you know, both sides had set up so well defensively, and it was so hard, points and even shots were at a premium there today.
Yeah, because you dominated the first quarter, and all you could manage was 2 points.
That's right. You know, and I suppose it was a stiff breeze there going into the first half, and we probably did play into it, and then I suppose it died a wee bit in the second half. It doesn't normally happen in Mahragallan night, but it happened today, and you know, not making excuses or anything else, but look, it was probably a lot harder to score into them top goals. All right.
Yeah. Half time, what was the feeling? You were 4-2 down.
Yeah, I think we were happy enough coming in at half time. You know, we probably hadn't performed, you know, and we were probably saying, all right, 2 points is not bad. We felt that the scoring goals were down in the bottom end here, and we probably had, the breeze was into the scoreboard, which is in that end. And it was one of those games. It was cat and mouse, and that's basically what it came down to, you know.
They came out and went at you in the second half. Were you a little surprised at that?
Not really, no. I suppose, look, I you could see that, you know, that Eunan's had a serious amount of homework done on us. Like, you know, and, for us ourselves, you know, it's a great learning curve that, you know, that we're not just going to be able to show up and win games, Leo. That's what it's going to come down to, you know.
Yeah. Wake up call?
Yeah, but look, Eunan's are a very good side. And again, you know, last year was one kick of a ball that we won out there. And it's come down to that again this year, basically. You know, could have won either way at the very end there. So I don't think we're that disappointed after that, you know.
Yeah. You're heading to St Michael's, is it, next weekend?
St Michael's now on Saturday evening again, you know. And, you know, that's a massive game for us as well. It really is. And, you know, I suppose it's a must win. You know, That's what it comes down to. It really is. And whoever wins the Michael's match looks like they're going to go through anyway.
And the other group game, St Michael's came from 2 goals down early in the match against Ardra to run out winners eventually. 4-18 to 2-10 was the final score. Andrew Kelly scored 1-5. Michael Langan hit 1-3. And Colin McFadden scored 1-4.
We're glad to get the 2 points, because I suppose after the first 10 minutes it wasn't looking too good, and we're just so happy the way we responded after that, and glad to get 2 points on the board in the first night.
That St Michael's Gweedore game, which is penciled in for this coming Saturday, without doubt is the tie of the second round of games in the championship. Moving on to Group B, Neve Connell and McCool's are the two sides who share top spot with opening game victories. Yesterday afternoon at Davy Brennan Park, Neve Connell defeated Killybegs by 6 points. 115-19 was how that game finished, but the margin could have been bigger. Kieran Gallagher got the goal for Neve Connell. Brendan McDyer and Charles McGuinness both finished up with 4 points apiece. McCool's also started with victory, and what an emphatic win it was as well. They defeated Dunloe 5-14-1-18 at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Young Oisin Gallen stepping up with 2-9 of the total for McCool's in a brilliant man of the match performance. Former winner of the Dr. Maguire on 3 occasions with Glenn Swilly is Gary McDade, and he's been assessing how things panned out in Group B over the weekend.
Niamh Connell, like, they've probably been the most consistent team last year over the last 6 years. It's been six of the last 10 finals. Fair enough, they've lost four of them, and they've captured two of them, but they're very, very consistent, and they've been there, and they've done it on the big day, and people are expecting them to top that group. And probably, you know, that would have been seen as one of the tougher tests. I know Killy Beggs are down, Owen Bam, but Killy Beggs will be looking at as a big game for them is next week against McCool's in Funtra. So it is, and that's probably going to be the battle for second place. Yeah. So it is. So it's,
who's going to mark Oisin Gallan next week in Funtra? He contributed 2-9, 2-8 of which came from playing there, and the comfortable one last night as they beat Dunlow 5-14 to 1-18 was how it ended up.
Well, listen, the way Killy Beggs are playing at the minute, you know, there'll be more than one man on Oisin Gallan next week. So they'll have 13, 14 men behind the ball a lot of the time. So also, Oisin's not going to get the space that he got last night in McCool Park against Dunlow. That's for sure. An absolutely fantastic display by the young man. He just, and he's really come into his own now. So he has, as the season progressed, and to turn that in a senior club championship match, it's just after turning 19 years of age, it just speaks loads of the young lad.
Let's hear now from Oisin Gallan, who was tremendous in that McCool's performance on a Saturday, and he was quite happy to contribute that total and get his side off to a winning start.
It's good to get off on the right foot. Anyways, in the championship, to get a win in the first game, especially in McCool Park as well. Try to put down a marker a wee bit anyways, as to what we can do for the rest of it.
Two goals in the first half alone.
Two goals. Well, in fairness,
But you got two goals personally.
I know the boys worked the ball well the whole way up, and I was just in the right position at the right time, and just by putting it in the back of the net then. So
it was good. Two away games now in the championship, you know, against Killy Beggs, I suppose, and Glenties.
Two big games, yeah. Two tight places to go to, too, up in Fintra and over to Glenties as well. So, look, we have 2 big weeks of training first. Look, we'll be looking at the Killy Beggs game first. Anyways, we're focusing on that. We have a big week of training now ahead. We have recovery tomorrow, and we'll try to kick on for the game in Fintra.
Have you ever scored 2-9 before?
I think in a school game I did a few of the club games in underage as well. I just a few times.
It's a regular enough course.
First time in the seniors, anyways, definitely. Yeah.
Moving things on now to Group C. Milford are leading the way at the top after their 4-point victory against a four Masters, while Glenswally needed a late Michael Murphy point yesterday to force a draw with Glenfinn. Cathal McGettigan scored 6 of the 14 points for Milford in their 14-10 win at Shirconnell Park in Donegal Town. Manager Dan O'Donnell was pleased that they stepped it up with a second half performance to see them over the line.
To be honest, we deserved a win. We knew coming up to Donegal Town there's going to be a tough battle. You know, Formasters are a proud club. They have a young team out there. We ignored league form because our own league form wasn't good. So if we were going to reverse league form, why couldn't they reverse it? So we knew it would be a tough battle, and it was out there for long spells. And, you know, we were ahead. We couldn't really put them to bed. But eventually we got that 4 points up, and we saw it the last 5 or 6 minutes comfortably enough.
Will they take an improved performance against Glenfinn next week to get a win?
Yeah, we have to improve big time. And I said that to the boys after the game. You know, it's important that you win. It's great to win a match, and we didn't win a match in the senior championship last year, and the boys were hurting from that. There might have been a wee bit of pressure on us tonight because people kind of tipped us to come up here and win. But we're going to have to improve an awful lot to get over Glenfinn. But I think the strength of our squad showed there, and I think, you know, had we that squad all summer, I think we would have stayed in Division 1. But the squad's there now, so we'll go back Tuesday night to training, and we'll ask lads to put their hands up again because the competition is there. So, yeah, look, we're going to have to improve to beat Glenfinn.
And the other game, which was played yesterday, Glenfinn were at home and they thought they beat a Glenswally, the three-time winners. But it took a late free from Michael Murphy. He scored 7 yesterday, and the last of those was the point, which earned them a draw. It finished Glenswally 14, Glenfinn playing at home 1-11. Glenswally's Neil Gallagher was relieved at the end of the game to get something out of the match.
Quite personally, we're just relieved to get a draw in the end up because it didn't look like it, you know. First half, 4 down or whatever at half time, and then going in, and we're always 4-5, and then they hit the post and just got a couple of scores near the end, you know, and got a bit of momentum. But lucky just to get a draw, like, because Glenfinn were a far better team and stuff. So listen, I knew it was going to be tough, like, and it was as we expected, like, but I can still not play for, I suppose. We didn't get beat, that's the big thing, you know.
It's going to be a tight wee group to get out of, Neil.
Aye, big time. Yeah. So it was a big thing is we didn't lose today, like, but still, it's all to play for now. 4 Masters at home, like, and just to get prepared for that and improve, and that's going to be tight. Yeah. Same as last year as well, it was a tight group to get out of, like, and we didn't really make it that easy for ourselves, I suppose, but at the same time now, you should play on and try our best, you know.
In Group D, Kilkear, who are seen as the favourites for this year's Dr. Maguire, well, they started comfortably against Mallon. They won out 3-16 to 7 points at Towny. No real trouble here for Kilkear. Patrick McBurdy scored 6 points, and Owen McHugh stepped up with a couple of goals. He finished today with 2-2.
Good, as we said before the game, it's always good to start a championship. It's a nice time of the year, you know, even though the weather's not great. You know, it's a great time of the year to be playing. There's a great buzz about the club for it, you know, and the fact that we've been performing, you know, decently enough through the year and through the past few years, you know, there's a great buzz about it. And it's always a nice time of the year to see the people out and get to playing. And, you know, any time you win your first game, we'll take it, no matter who it's against.
Kilkear move on away to Bundoran next week. And I think Bundoran got the better of Terriman as well this here weekend. So listen, that there's a big game. We know Bundoran physical. Of course, Jamie Brennan and Paul Brennan, you know all about them. They're county teammates, and you won't get anything easy at the Seasiders next week.
Yeah, look, at Bundoran, one of these up and coming teams, I'd feel, you know, they've given us a good few games up there in the league and down here in the league, and, you know, their players are coming. They've some really good talented players. You know, it's a completely different setup to what we were playing today. So we're going to have to go back to the drawing board this weekend, or this week, because look, to try and mark Jamie Brennan, just think of how you're going to mark him when there's plenty of county players that couldn't mark him. So look, they have a good team all round. We're going to have to be on the top of our game to go up there and take a one out of it, you know, and it's extremely important that we do that. So look, we'll train hard this week for it, and we'll try and prepare as best we can for the boys.
Next up for Kilkear is a match against Bundoran. They also got off to a winning start on Sunday in Group D, and they needed a point right at the death to secure the win and the points. They beat Terman by 12 points to 11. It looked as if a draw was on the cards at the Burn Road, but a late score by Alan Russell sealed the victory for the Bundoran men.
For us, it was just good to get the first game out of the system. There's a tough place to come down. We always have good battles with Terman down here. We knew coming in this group is going to be Kilkear, going to be one of the favourites. This is nearly a shootout for the second place, if we're saying that. If we can get a victory down in Mallon, kind of guarantees we get through. That's what we're looking at. We aim for 2 points.
You do have a lovely clash against Kilkear next week, but I suppose the game is at home in Gaelic Park. And can you maybe unsettle one of the big pre-championship favourites?
Yeah, look, it's our only game of the championship that we're going to have at home, so we may as well enjoy it. Hopefully, have a big crowd. I know Kilkear will probably come down as favourites, but to get to this later stage of the championships, you're going to meet them teams to try and win it, which is our objective. You're going to have to beat these teams, and it'll be a good test for us at this stage of the championship.
Thanks to the Highland team for providing coverage from the opening weekend of the Donegal Senior Football Club Championship. Tom Comack, Frank Craig, Ryan Ferry, Jeremy Doherty, Brendan Kilcoyne and Gary McDade. More to come this weekend with the second series of matches, and you can of course follow the matches on Saturday and Sunday here on Highland in association with O'Reilly Sportswear at O'ReillysOfficial.com.
Highland's coverage of the 2019 Donegal Senior Football Championship in association with O'Reilly Sportswear Ballybuffet. You design, we deliver at O'ReillysOfficial.com.